What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com.
HECM loan limits to increase in 2017. Rising interest rates return, how will the market respond? Why we must reach the forward mortgage market, and the HuffPost, using a reverse mortgage to hedge against property value risk. You're listening to episode 442 for Monday, December 5th. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us once again. If things do sound different, well, in fact, they are. Our lovely microphone here in the studio has given up the ghost, but we have a new one in order, and we will be back to normal audio by next week. That is, if the package arrives on time. Now on to our first story. HECM loan limits are to increase. Good news for those of you in higher valued areas. The maximum claim amount, or the MCA, will be increased to $636,150. That is 150% of the national conforming limit of $424,100. This was announced in a recent release from Housing and Urban Development in its press release. Loan limits for forward mortgages will also be increased in some areas under a new schedule. In high-cost areas, the FHA national loan limit will increase to $636,150 from $625,500. Those numbers should sound very familiar. Now, this has been implemented, says the agency, due to increasing home prices. And the national lending limit is not the only thing increasing. You may have noticed that short-term interest rates have been on the move. However, those rates have a minimal impact on reverse mortgage borrowing compared to our traditional counterpart. As rates do increase, of course, less money will be available to HECM borrowers, and the implications for lenders would be less profits and also some roadblocks in loan production. Expected rates for the adjustable rate HECM are based on the LIBOR or the London Interbank Offer Rate. Now, the 10-year swap rate is used when calculating an adjustable rate HECM. The principal limit was at 2.18% as of Tuesday, November 9th. That is up 0.06% from the previous week. Now, the good news is, depending on your margin based on today's rates, we are still below the proverbial floor, which is roughly 5%, and rates have been ticking up, though, since the beginning of the month. Just a few weeks ago, the rate was as low as 1.68% on November 8th. Now, there are some complexities that must be grappled with and some challenges, said Cliff Arswald, the president at All Reverse Lending. Mr. Arswald said, when the expected rate moves above the floor, originators will need to offer lower margins to maximize a customer's principal lending limit. And the lower margins will yield less profit for the lender, says Arswald. Lenders also will find a challenge in becoming more conservative in their pricing model, and that does reduce the incentives and also closing cost credits, which can be given to the borrower. But it will also increase, in the end, the cost to the borrower themselves. Arswald said, a rise in closing costs and lower proceeds will have a significant impact on those qualifying with high mandatory obligations, as those who need every bit of their principal limit to retire existing mortgage obligations. They may find themselves at a shortfall. Now, unlike the traditional or forward market, reverse mortgage lenders are not allowed to lock in a loan interest rate. Now, here's the twist. They must wait for the appraisal to be completed, and also the loan has to be approved in underwriting before one can actually lock in the rate with a reverse. And that's a big obstacle, especially for those that are looking at appraisal delays as long as 1 to 2 months. That means by the time the appraisal is finally completed, chances are the interest rate quoted will not be the same. Most likely it'll be higher. Another challenge for the HECM for purchase market as well. Arswald said, there are a lot of moving parts to the expected rate and the application process. But the best advice for any originator would be to educate your customers before application on these market conditions, which better sets expectations in a changing interest rate environment. And I have to add, I could not agree more with Mr. Cliff Arswald. We have to communicate this to our borrowers in advance and keep telling them. Now may be the opportune time to reach out to traditional or forward mortgage originators. Someone who is looking for a traditional mortgage may not be interested in a reverse, but getting that information, especially in the hands of the traditional mortgage originator, will help further educate the public. Now, the number one hurdle is education, says Tim Harder, who is the Vice President of Business Development at First Reverse. And he said this in his comments during the 2016 NORMLA meeting in Chicago. Harder said, "The discussion today is about education for the forward mortgage loan officer. A lot of them feel that this loan is for, as they say, old people or the loan of last resort." Harlan Okola, CRMP and also National Reverse Mortgage Director at Fairway Independent Mortgage, said, "The majority of forward loan officers believe that a reverse is not an option as part of a holistic financial plan." He said, "Some of them, forward loan officers, are out there telling clients not to get them. That's what I found out when I came to Fairway, that loan officers just didn't know what they didn't know, and they would specifically advise against it." Now, instead of looking at about how to sell the reverse mortgage to someone who is interested in a forward, they are looking at a product more as a marketing tool, said Harder. He said, "It's not so much about the reverse mortgage loan right now. It's more about using the reverse mortgage as a marketing tool to allow them to get in front of more real estate agents, more builders, and more financial planners to promote all of the products that they have." Now, that is an interesting situation, especially now that we're looking at rising interest rates. Traditional mortgage loan officers are going to have to be creative when it comes to building their business. As we move into the new year, First Reverse is taking this approach of sharing the reverse mortgage as, quote, a new offering to the forward mortgage industry, where there are limited new products coming out today. Harder said, "Unlike 2007 and 8, when there was a plethora of new products out there, there really isn't a ton of new products in the mortgage industry right now. If refi volume drops, the forward mortgage side of the business is going to wake up, and a reverse mortgage could be seen as a new product for someone who has been avoiding us or shying away from the reverse product in the past." He also added, "Nobody has a reverse mortgage card. You can talk to 100 realtors. They don't know one reverse mortgage person. Try to be that one reverse mortgage person," he said. And in our last story, the HuffPost had an article that says that hedging against property value risk can be accomplished with a reverse mortgage. One of the greatest advantages for homeowners is the opportunity to grow their home equity as their property value increases each year. And one way that a homeowner can hedge against property value risk is to use a reverse mortgage, according to the recent article in the HuffPost by the mortgage professor, or Jack Guttentag, as he's formerly known. Now, when it comes to the home equity conversion mortgage, the government, he says, assumes the home will appreciate by 4% each year. That is used in the calculation of the amount that a senior can draw during the loan, said Guttentag. The individual taking out of a HECM reverse mortgage today could experience 4% appreciation, but most likely the rate will be higher or lower, he said. The way the program is designed, the borrower is protected against the adverse consequences of a rate that is below 4% and allowed to enjoy the benefit of a rate above 4%. Guttentag adds that the program does allow a homeowner to hedge his or her property value risk. He gives this example: Jane Doe, age 65, with a home worth $200,000, and she wants to draw out the maximum amount possible every month as long as she lives. Now, the mortgage professor looks at two extreme situations about the future value of Jane Doe's property. In the first, her home does not appreciate in value, and her home's worth remains at $200,000, completely stagnant. However, her reverse mortgage debt is growing each month. Now, he estimates in that situation, her debt would exceed the $200,000 valuation of the home in the 18th year of the loan. And if she did live to the ripe old age of 90, she could owe as much as $335,000. Guttentag writes, "Since there are no deficiency judgments against Jane or her estate, the loss is taken as a charge against the government's reserve account." In summary, Jane continues to receive the payment calculated on a 4% appreciation assumption, even though her house is not appreciated at all. In the second scenario, the home does actually appreciate at a rate of 8%, then after 10 years, her home would be worth about $432,000. That would be a pretty hot real estate market. Now, at that point, she would owe about $96,000 on her HECM, according to Guttentag's scenario. He adds, "Her equity at this point is the difference of $336,000, which is more than when she took out her HECM, and she is now 10 years older with a shorter life expectancy. If she does refinance after 10 years, which means paying off the balance of the first HECM, her new monthly payment is $1,024, or almost twice as much as the payment on her first HECM." And this, folks, is one of the advantages, but also One area of the home equity conversion mortgage that has drawn some criticism recently from AARP, who has suggested that the principal limit growth rate be completely eliminated. And of course, that would completely change the picture of HECM lending.
And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HECMworld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.